This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The student newspaper at Mount San Antonio College in California, that's a community college, stopped issuing a print edition more than a year ago, running all its news now online. This, by the way, is according to a Pointer, which reports that this newspaper will now make even more changes by splitting up what it offers. And as I understand it, the paper will have a site with a BuzzFeed-style type of content and another site that will focus largely on news from the three communities near the campus. And these decisions are based on analytics. It seems viewers simply were not clicking on certain kinds of stories, but were interested in others. So a lot to talk about there, especially, Will, since you are our newspaper guy on this panel and faculty advisor for the Western Courier. I guess, first of all, just the idea of getting rid of a print edition of the college newspaper and going completely online. Is that a good idea, a bad idea? Are you indifferent to it?
Personally, I'm a little indifferent to it. I think we're at the point where I think we still need to have both, the best of both worlds. I think maybe someday there might be a point in time where the industry does go completely digital. Could happen, may not. You know, I heard it when I was in the industry not too long ago that it would happen in 5 years, 10 years, and 5 and 10 years passed. And well, guess what? We're still circulating and printing newspapers every day. So I'm a little indifferent to this idea. I think we need to incorporate both. From our experience over at the Courier, we do have both. We have a web presence and, of course, have been publishing a newspaper since 1905. We're 3 days a week. And we also have the Facebook page. And we update our webpage after every publication with the stories. And I think the students need to have that experience and how to write both for the web and for print edition. And going completely digital, I know the economy dictates some of this, but I don't know. I think that might be giving up on the old print medium that's somewhat tried and true to a certain extent. So I'm indifferent to it.
The students can probably use the experience of having to hit a deadline, too, which you have with print edition. You have to get a story written by a certain point so that it actually can be printed and that newspaper can get out. Whereas with a digital edition, you just whenever you get a story done, you just post it online.
Exactly, and with both of these different kinds of editions, as we just said, with the digital edition, the deadline is constant. It's ever going. Whereas the print, it's toward the end of the night before. And exposing students to both of these things, I think, is important because there are still jobs both in print and all these print publications. Most of them have, of course, an online presence. So some of them are starting to stress more online over print. But I wouldn't be giving up or be comfortable with giving up on print because of that reason, because the industry still has a presence in both.
Well, the problem with having only an online edition is that not everyone has access to the internet still. And I experienced that when I worked at my TV station. We would push to the web a lot, get people to the web because we also have web versions of things. But we'd have people call in and tell me, I don't have a computer. I don't have the internet. Please tell me the information that you're talking about on the TV station. So I'd have to sit there and read the entire story to them, so they had the information that they wanted. So with a general audience, with a local audience, again, not everyone has access to online. I know it may seem outlandish to people, but that is the case for especially a lot of rural areas where I've also come from. And but the thing with the internet at school, at a university, I think more people would be inclined to look at it on the web. And what's nice about online versions for a university paper is, a lot of you can get on social media, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, Snapchat is a huge thing. My students were talking to me about that today. Apparently, I have to get on Snapchat now and find out things about the news. But it's always evolving on the digital side. And, it is cheaper. It is a lot cheaper to put it online than put it out on paper.
So you direct a student-produced television newscast, Jasmine. Mm-hmm. Do you? And that's on the cable system. But
right.
Do you see a day where maybe you would not be on cable and just have it streamed live online?
Well, we do stream online right now, and it's live. And we know a lot more people watch it online than they do on Channel 3.
Hmm.
And that is just simple fact. And what's nice about the online stuff is that you have the data right there. You can look at the metrics and see how many people watched it. And that's really nice. And people like that, especially the executives, right? But when it comes to my newscast, there is no executive, right?
Except you.
Right, except for me. And I can see, and as my students can see, you know, what newscasts were watched more than others. And we do have an online web presence so we can see what stories are being watched and shared.
Well, that brings up an issue, something I mentioned, that it seemed like people visiting this community college newspaper site were clicking on some stories mm-hmm. and not on others. I mean, how much emphasis do you place on that? Do you start to report certain stories because you know those are going to get a lot of clicks, as opposed to something that you think might be important for people to know, but it's a story not a lot of people are looking at?
I'm of the opinion that you don't necessarily ignore stories just because of clicks. I think clicks do dictate maybe the number or amount of resources or time and emphasis on it. Sure, maybe the city council meeting or the announcement by the president may not garner a lot of clicks, but I think it's something that still needs to go reported regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with this notion that I know some folks and some editors and directors are taking with letting clicks dictate the amount of the emphasis or the time and resources put toward a story. I think stories need to be covered regardless, because you never know what can evolve at that announcement or that city council meeting, et cetera. I don't think that should entirely dictate that whatsoever.
Well, there are some newsrooms, aren't there, where the news director or some boss will let everyone know what stories, whose stories are getting clicks and whose are not. And I'm not sure that's the way to do things.
Well, when I worked as a content producer for our web presence for the NBC affiliate I worked at, that was part of my job, was looking at the metrics and telling my news director what the metrics were telling us. So who was, how many people were looking at this story. When a story had a picture with it or a slideshow, more people spent time on that. It's not only just how many eyes are looking at it, but how long they spend on the story too.
Right.
So there are a lot of different things that you can do with stories to see what people are engaging with.
So it's nice to have that information, but I think there are, again, certain aspects. I think you just don't want it to completely dictate everything you're doing.
I think it's how you use it. I think, yes, it's a great resource to have now that we have this instantaneous feedback
mm-hmm.
from readers. And I think it's how you use it. And I think it shows that readers are interested in this story. Let's make sure we're paying particular attention to it, but not let it entirely dictate how you go about covering day-to-day things, municipalities and things that might seem on the surface boring. I still think you need to dedicate those time and people and resources to still those stories regardless.
Speaking of time, we've run out of it for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.